From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There are conflicting reports on whether the bombers were male or female, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. 2015 was a year of increasing repression across much of Africa, according to the annual report from Human Rights Watch. The rights group says many African governments imposed new restrictions or pressure on opponents, journalists, and rights activists. This is the group's executive director, Kenneth Roth.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
A roadside bomb struck an armored personnel carrier in the north of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Wednesday, killing an army colonel and three soldiers, according to Egyptian security and health officials. The official said the blast was just south of El Arish and wounded another 12 soldiers, several of whom were in critical condition. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. You're listening to VOA News.